On Thursdays, we check in with Carla Marinucci, Politico California Playbook reporter, to catch up on the week in politics. Good morning, Carla.
Hey, Michelle. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Of course, we've got some pretty serious stuff that we need to talk about. California reaching a pretty grim milestone of 50,000 COVID-19 deaths. But that is not the whole picture. Tell us a little bit about the new LA Times article about this.
Yeah, there's a couple of different things on the COVID thing. First, there are some good, positive developments in the last couple of weeks. California has put out 8 million doses of the vaccine, more than any other state and more than most countries. And the cases have dropped from 45,000 a day 6 weeks ago to 6,500. So big drop. But yeah, the concern is this new variant in California that is causing a huge, concern. It's more contagious. It's more deadly. It is spreading faster. 90% of all the new cases, scientists say, are based on this variant. This is one that's better at evading the immune system and vaccines, and it was really stumbled on by accident by researchers here in the Bay Area who found it in the Mission District, by the way, in San Francisco. And by late January, it has become, the predominant variant in California. It is now said to be doubling every 18 days. I mean, the good news is, if you get enough people to get the vaccine, scientists think we're going to get a handle on it. And the vaccine is still very much effective with regard to the fact that they will control deaths and,
right,
and hospitalizations to a great degree. But this one is, spreading so widely across California. People are, scientists are worried that there could be a nightmare scenario where the two variations of COVID mix in one person and create sort of a super variation that's going to be harder to control. So right now, it's being watched very, very carefully in California. Officials are all on top of it. But we do have, some, like I said, good news. Five counties are now eligible to reopen indoor dining. Five new counties, and those include San Mateo and Yolo County. So it looks like, the state is doing some good things and making some good inroads in fighting COVID, and that is good news. And of course, the schools opening up, that is the big political pressure when it comes to the COVID issue here in California.
It really is. And also good news is that once we've gotten past this horrible weather across the country, the vaccine supplies are bouncing back, and now we've got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that's also on its way. So that's
great. That one's too. The good news there, too. There are also, a lot of the stories are showing that the Pfizer vaccine is really, really effective, even if you get one shot of it.
Yeah.
All this is good news. However, you still need to wear masks and social distancing even after you get the vaccines. As more and more people get it, California will be more and more under control. But
yep,
still a ways to go, but some really good news on that front.
Let's talk about Javier Becerra and his confirmation hearings. Where are we at now?
Yeah, I mean, this has been interesting to watch. It's been a real drama on Capitol Hill. Look, Becerra, of course, is the AG of California, and someone who was a congressperson for more than 20 years here in California. He helped write and pass the Affordable Care Act, but Republicans have been very much opposed to him, or at least Mitch McConnell, John Thune, some of the other really influential senators up there on Capitol Hill, saying that he doesn't have experience in health care, and of course, he's been very vocal on pro-choice issues. They say that he's too partisan and that they may oppose him. The fact is that the Democrats cannot afford to lose even one vote on this confirmation, which we expect maybe to happen sometime this week. We'll see, but he his hearings this week have been very, very interesting. He hasn't taken the bait. He's been very, very prepared, measured in handling some very tough questioning from Republicans up there in Washington. And, of course, in California, this is a drama. Who could be the attorney general,
right,
if Javier Becerra gets named? A lot of people are saying it may be Adam Schiff, the congressman from Los Angeles, who is very, very well known, a big fundraiser in the Democratic Party, very popular with the Democratic base. So we'll see how that plays out. Governor Gavin Newsom says he's going to appoint as soon as Becerra is confirmed. Like I said, Democrats can't afford to lose even one vote on that one.
Right. It is very much political intrigue for us Californians on watching that one.
Exactly.
And then there's also a story about PG&E, officials, former PG&E officials, being sued by victims. Tell us about this.
I mean, I think this is a fascinating one because, of course, PG&E set up a trust to help the victims after the wildfires, including in the North County, as you know. Mm-hmm. And at this point, some of the victims are fighting back and saying, look, PG&E didn't administer this trust fund well, that some of the victims did not get what they deserved. And so a lawsuit has been filed against a couple of dozen of PG&E executives. So this is going to be something to watch. The wildfire season, of course, coming on us again, and this has got to be one of Gavin Newsom's concerns as he faces a recall and other end fighting COVID. The wildfire scene is upon us. So, yes, PG&E in the spotlight on that one. And I think, you know, we're going to be watching how that one plays out. Of course, the victims of those wildfires have yet to recover. I mean, this has been traumatic, as we know, for years in the North County. So that is a big issue PG&E facing again.
We know very well, sadly, how traumatic
yes.
this is.
Yes.
Thanks so much for talking with us, Carla.
Okay, good to be with you, Michelle. Thanks.
That is Carla Marinucci, Politico California Playbook Reporter. You can find her online at politico.com.